Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. And with me, a good morning to Russell Tim from Moneylink Financial Planning. How are you?
Morning, Neil. Nice to see you and chat this morning.
Thank you for your time. I see that the super guarantee rate has increased from 9.5% to 10%, and that's the amount that employers must pay into super for employees. It's a small benefit, but I guess it's welcome.
Yes, Neil, you could call it a pay rise. Not a big one, just half of 1%, but it is a pay rise nevertheless.
You'll have trouble convincing most of the listeners that that is actually a pay rise. They didn't see any more cash in their pay packet, though.
It's a pay rise that you don't get right now, mate. You have to wait until you retire to get it. If you have a long way to go until retirement, it could add quite a bit extra at retirement time and mean a very useful increase in your retirement income.
Yes, and meanwhile, the mortgage and bills are there to be paid, children to raise. How do you get the extra now, Russell?
It's called delayed gratification, Neil.
Yes. I'm sure that those highly educated economists you know would tell you that the value of a benefit deferred years into the future is worth a lot less than the same amount available today.
Yes, that's true, Neil. Fair enough. Anyway, it will provide a small benefit to most workers. There is one group that might miss out, though, apart from the self-employed. It's employees whose employment contract quotes a total pay package. In that case, the super is deducted from the total package. So their super will increase and their cash salary could decrease. However, some of those employers may raise their employees' super contributions without reducing their cash salaries.
Let's hope so for their sake. I'm sure when the government decided to increase the super guarantee rate, they didn't intend that people would actually get a pay cut.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Let's hope employers don't take the extra super out of the total salary package. But it is an extra cost for employers, of course. We should remember that. Now, there were some other changes to super at the 1st of July too. There are quite a lot of people, mostly closer to retirement, who make a point every year of putting the maximum they can into super because it's such a tax-sheltered area. They want to maximise their super deductions and boost their retirement benefit. They can now put more money in super each year. The maximum tax-deductible contribution has gone up to $27,500.
So you're saying that's the employer amount plus any extra voluntary contributions?
Yes, it is. A person wanting to put in as much as they can will have a larger gap to fill between the 10% employer contributions and the new higher limit. They can put the extra in by salary sacrifice, arranged through their pay office, by regular deductions from their bank account, or by a lump sum. A person on an average salary can put in around $2,000 extra now each year. They could do it as a one-off lump sum or by salary sacrificing about an extra $40 each week.
Okay, that sounds helpful. I assume the increase is in order to keep up with inflation. There hasn't been an increase for quite a few years now.
Yes, that's it, Neil, yeah. Now, the limit on non-tax deductible contributions has also gone up. It's been raised from $100,000 to $110,000. Now, that opportunity is mostly used by older people closer to retirement who want to boost the amount of super that they can convert to a tax-free pension when they retire. They might have lump sums from the sale of properties or shares or from an inheritance. They can also bring forward two future years of contributions and do a one-off amount of $330,000.
Okay, what's the maximum age for super contributions if you aren't working?
Well, that's been increased too, Neil. It used to be 65, but that's gone up to 67 now. So a retired 66-year-old could put in up to $330,000 in super as a one-off. From age 67, people have to be working at least part-time during the year to contribute anything, and the limit is $110,000.
Has the maximum amount you can have in super gone up as well?
Yes, it has, actually. The maximum amount of super that a retiree can transfer into a tax-free pension has also been raised. It's now $1.7 million, up from $1.6 million. So that's a help if you've got that amount of money.
It is. Thank you, Russell.
Thanks very much, Neil.
And Russell Tim is a representative of Moneylink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.